Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No sport has done more for Black Americans and other minorities in this country than baseball. Baseball is what opened the door for integration. Baseball has had a very unique fingerprint on the life of America. My name is Levante Stewart Sr., and I'm the founding executive director of Lost Boys, Inc. Lost Boys, Inc. is an organization based on the South Side of Chicago that deals with the issues of violence and trauma. We use the power of sports, specifically organized baseball and softball, coupled with the power of social emotional learning to improve the trajectory of lives of children of color.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
So I'm reading about this story the other day, and I'm like, man, what am I supposed to do with a Sunday morning baseball radio show that I'm proud to get to host in the city of Chicago? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to amplify stories like this, amplify needs like this, and causes like this. I love baseball and love what it has brought to my life, and I know a lot of you do as well, you listeners out there, as we talk together every Sunday morning on Hit and Run here on 670 The Score. And clearly, Levante Stewart has a love for baseball and wants to help bring that love and bring the goodness that baseball has brought him in his life to a lot of kids from the South Side of Chicago. So let's welcome in Levante Stewart right now on Hit and Run on the hotline, the Altamonte Nissan hotline, Altamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or you can check them out online at apnissan.com. Levante Stewart, thanks for the time. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Spiegs. Hey, thanks for having me on. You and Sean, I'm really appreciative to be able to come on and just talk some baseball and talk kids and talk Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City.
Yes, so cool. So the trip that's being planned is July 24th to July 28th. 145 kids from the South Shore neighborhood of Chicago to go to Kansas City to see the Negro Leagues Museum, which is an amazing place, and also to see the American Jazz Museum. So you're hitting me on two very, very passionate fronts of my personality here, Levante. I mean, that's America right there. That's American innovation and creation and excellence. What gave you the idea with your organization, the Lost Boys, that we'll talk about, but what gave you the idea to try and make this trip happen?
Well, you know what, Speaks? It was a combination of things that happened, right? So the whole world, we stopped. You know, the world almost stopped spinning for a year thanks to COVID-19. And so many families, regardless of where you live, what you look like, what you have, people's lives were disrupted. And the baseball world was turned upside down. We got to watch it, but we couldn't experience it. And there's just something about experiencing baseball for any American, any baseball fan, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, these kids need to get out. They need to get to some actual baseball. I mean, our programs were still running. We put a lot of protocols and policy in place, and we were able to operate through COVID, and, you know, I'm kind of thankful for that. Parents are thankful because it contributed to children's mental health, just being able to connect with people and connect back with the thing that they love, with the sport. But, yeah, it was the culmination of that. And then our content for winter training actually focused in on the Harlem Renaissance, a.k.a. New Negro Movement, which was juxtaposed against Black baseball, right? You can't talk about Harlem Renaissance without talking about Negro Leagues and vice versa. And no one tells that better than Bob Kendrick. So at this point, we're going through this curriculum. It's broken down in various ways for various ages. They're doing this on a weekly basis. We start having guest speakers. We have Mr. Doc Bob Kendrick. That's the new nickname Twitter's come up with, Doc, for his honorary PhD. And he's a doctor with precision of this knowledge of baseball, right? But anyway, Bob comes on. He does a virtual. Other staff at the museum come on and do a virtual. We have award-winning author, who I'll talk about more later, Shakia Taylor, come on. And so Courtney so we had so many visitors come on and talk about this subject. And eventually we got to the point, I'm like, Bob, we need to come and see you. So when COVID is over, we're going to come and see you. And I'm from Chicago, right? So we're people of our word. We say we're coming, we're going to load up and go. So we began planning a trip from there.
Outstanding. I just tweeted the link. I hope people can help directly to do it. I know $40,000 needs to be raised to make it happen, but you're getting up there, because I know Shakia Taylor, Curly Fro on Twitter has been talking about it, and I want to try to do my part too. So just tweeted about it. Levante, why baseball? Why baseball? Founded in 2009 with the Lost Boys. And you had said this, so I guess I'll ask you this first. Seeing antisocial behavioral patterns affecting local youth is the phrase from you that kind of struck me. So you founded the Lost Boys in 2009, but was baseball a part of it right away? And why baseball to help these kids?
Yeah, absolutely, Speak. So I'm going to speak to both of those things as quickly as possible, because I'm very long-winded and I know I'm on a time limit. But listen, so... yes, it was always about baseball. I was a local youth coach, and the guy that I came back, they brought back a league that had been going out in my community for 20 years. I grew up, every boy in South Shore grew up in South Shore Little League, and everybody knew the name Dennis Bonebreaker, tall white guy who brought baseball to South Shore. We all played for Dennis Bonebreaker. That disappeared for 20 years, and then you bump that up against, you know, the crack epidemic, the war on drugs, all of this stuff. This microcosm that happened on Black communities across America, and baseball was one of the things that kind of fell away, right? Mm-hmm. And it just started disappearing. And so this came back in my adulthood, and I'm like, you know what? I'm a father now. I want to coach. I love sports. I want to stay connected. I'm too old to play sports. You know, I'm about almost 30 by this time. And so I joined this league. It folded up in 3 years. I'm stuck with a group of kids trying to figure out where I'm going to send them. I'm telling them, you can go to Jackie Robinson West. You can go to Southside Little League. You can go to Roseland. These are all our league mates if you want to continue to play. We experienced something. A couple of guys chasing another guy across the field with guns out. You know, I'm old school. I hit the dirt. They're still kind of chilling and laughing and talking about it. And it's like at that moment I had an epiphany, right? I thought about the 90s, the Boys in the Hood era, what I was a part of, and my negative contributions to that. And I'm like, you know what? I can do something positive here with this. We can keep this going. So Lost Boys was born at that moment. And the loss is not about the kids. The loss is kind of about the hole that was let go of by the community. Let's not get it twisted. The Black community has had a wonderful village throughout our time existence. But at points, it has been under duress and under attack, and things have changed. And so that was one of those pivotal moments for the community when I was a child coming up, that it changed from the 80s to the 90s and all of these forces that enacted on it. And so I got caught up in it as a young man. I was able, by the grace of God, to come out of it, right, and continue my education, continue my professional career, et cetera, despite the things that have happened to me coming from such a thing. And so I wanted other young men to have that same opportunity, and through sports. Sports was always my saving grace. It was my anchor. No matter what trouble I got in, Speaks, sports always brought me back. So I figured, why not try this for kids? And I was already doing baseball, so we started barnstorming, and it grew out of 12 boys into a 501c3 with a greater mission than just keeping kids playing baseball. Because I started running into all of the other issues that they were facing, just getting to the field, man, and just trying to focus on baseball. And that, again, that's not a knock on my community to drop stereotypes on black people. We can talk about the stereotypes of America and the view of the black community all day long, but let's leave out the negative ones. We know about those. Let's talk about the positive ones. And one thing that connects black Americans to white Americans to Asian Americans to Latino Americans is baseball. To our Muslim brothers and sisters, everybody. But that's America's pastime. That's our sport. And so much has happened on that field, Speaks. It has changed the face and the course of American history from that place. If you peel back the curtain and look at the people who have walked on and off that diamond, they have changed the course of this country. No other sport has done that. I love the other sports. Big respect to NFL, NBA, all of them, NHL. But nobody has done it like MLB. The people behind MLB. Not the credit to MLB. They're finally waking up, right? This acknowledgement of black baseball in the Negro Leagues as major, it's a good public acknowledgement. But the truth is, black communities and other communities, people who love that sport and love that contribution, already know they were pros. But it's a great public acknowledgement and a first step by MLB to say, let's look at this, let's count it in, let's recognize their contributions. And every child in America should know this, right? We should know the contributions of all Americans to our fabric. And this is what takes down discrimination, racism, the challenges and the barriers that are created in our country for people based on how they look and where they live and what they have.
Levante Stewart is a passionate man with his heart in a lot of really good places. LostBoysInc.org is the website, boys with a Z, and you can give there directly to help these kids get to the Negro Leagues Museum and the American Jazz Museum in Kansas City, and hopefully they'll be playing some baseball while they go there as well. What position did you play, and what do you love about baseball, Levante?
So I was left-handed, and back then, I think the vernacular term for me was I was a buster. So, you know, they stick me out in left field and center field, stick me out in right a lot when we had a lot of right-handed batters hoping nothing to come to me because mom sent me out there. I'm left-handed, and she sent me with a left-handed glove. So I would have to get the ball, take it off, throw it back, and it took about a season to figure this out because none of the coaches were paying attention. But I got better over time. I got a lot better. High school, college, you know, like any kid, I dreamed about playing for the White Sox one day. Worst case, the Cubs. But, you know, I wanted to get there, but I didn't have that quality of talent to reach there, but it did not impact my love of the game. And so that's what we try to do at Lost Boys, is share the love of the game. I'm not an elite ball player producer. You know, you got Driveline Baseball, you got a lot of amazing people, Coach Ernest Radcliffe, the coach over at Von Steuben, there are people in Chicago who produce elite talent like Ed Howard. My thing is producing kids, the next generation of baseball lovers, the next people, the next group of people who are going to sit in those seats at Wrigley and down in Bridgeport on the South Side and who are going to love this game and then continue to pass it to the next generation. So that's my job. That's our job at Lost Boys.
Well, that's powerful stuff, though, too, because also just by playing, and I'm sure you felt this and you see this, some of those antisocial behavioral patterns, you can't live that way and be a team baseball player. You can't.
Exactly.
You have to be social. You have to be communicative. You have to be responsible. So just by virtue of playing, you're impacting the lives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it absolutely counters, and let me say this, Speaks, that antisocial behavior pattern that we recognize is not because inherently that children are bad, especially children of color. Let's be specific, black children, right? Because we're already labeled with, okay, they're the ones that are going to get in trouble and go to prison. No. Oftentimes it's an environment, and I talk about that a lot. That's what happened to me. The environment that is around a child that impacts them, and parents can be doing a great job, right? But they've got to deal with letting their kids out into the world. Your kids got to go to school. They go out into the community to play, et cetera. And so other things impact them. And so you're right. When we bring them back to that diamond, we're able to deal with issues like bullying. We're able to deal with taunting. We're able to deal with just love. How do you love another person, whether it's your teammate or your opponent, you know? Now, that's another side of me. That's, you know, the part of me that loves God that says, how do you love your enemy? So we want to teach that even on the field of play, because that's part of the toxicity of our community is this fake facade of enemies and opponents, or ops, as they use, right? No one's inherently your enemy or your opponent, you know, and then there's a way to have an opponent and the rise to a competitive level. And when it's over, there's still love for that opponent. You're happy to see that team when you're going to go to battle with them on the field. And so they begin to develop relationships where, you know, there's banter and talking with other players before the game starts or after the start. That's a big part of it when we leave our neighborhood. We don't just want to go play in Evergreen and the game is over and whether we win or they win, we just saw walk away. No, let's get to know that kid, you know, that struck you out a couple of times. Let's get to know that kid with the cannon in center that threw you out at second trying to stretch two, right? Yep. And talk about it like, man, you had a cannon. So just to enjoy the game together and get to know a little bit about each other. And with the power of technology and social media, our children, the degrees of separation have shrunken even further. So you can have a friend on the north side and the west side that's black, that's Indian American, that's Asian American, and begin to have these connections that we all need as human beings. Chicago's been separate too long, and the Sox and the Cubs and the love of baseball is what can bring this together. And the Bears can fill it, right, with Justin Fields.
Yes, they can, and they will. Worst case, the Cubs is sticking with some of our listeners, and I love that. But I hear the spirit and hear where you're from. It's beautiful stuff, Levante Stewart. Baseball has always been, at its best, a leveler of the playing field. If you're good, you'll play. And if you're if you're good and you're on my team, then I better find a way to get along with you. And you end up putting differences aside. It's one of my favorite things about sports and certainly about baseball. Tell people how they can contribute directly. Lost Boys Inc., the best way, go right to the website.
Yes, you can go right to the website. We have a great partner in Chipped In. So if you go on Twitter, you'll see a lot of tweets with Chip In, and so that's a visual bucket for those who really love trackers, and there's also some incentives there. We have a couple of signed items that are in a raffle, so you can jump in for an autographed Manny Ramirez bat, and that is thanks to, Nick, thanks for that donation. We've got an autographed helmet by Chicago Bears, Eddie Jackson. So, and we're trying to add Nick Francona for the bat. Thank you. And we've got more stuff we're trying to add on there. Just make it fun so people that are donating still have a chance to even win something, right? Some sports memorabilia.
That's really, really cool. I just got a text from my nephew, who is the play-by-play voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the minor leagues, right? And he's got he sent me a picture of him wearing his Lost Boys T-shirt. So now I'm going to have to get one. Levante, it's great to meet you like this. Stay in touch and let us know what we can do. Are you hooked up with the Players Alliance at all? Is the Players Alliance hip to you?
Yes, we're very fortunate, Spiegs. Curtis Granderson and the Chicago Baseball Education Academy down at UIC have been big supporters of Lost Boys for like a good 4 years. So, you know, the Players Alliance, we've been beginning to connect with that because of Curtis Granderson. So, yes, right. And they're doing some magnificent work around the country.
Agreed. All right. Good stuff. Levante, nice to meet you. Thanks and good luck. And we'll get the word out.
Thanks.
You got it.
All right. Thank you for having me on and have a great Sunday.
You too. That's Levante Stewart, the Lost Boys. Lost Boys Inc. is the website. And again, I will tweet and send out the link. I mean, so many things run through my mind as we're having that conversation. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Sean, I'm thinking of guests that we've had on this show with Chicago roots, African-American players like Marvin Freeman or LaTroy Hawkins, or we talked to Ed Howard a couple years ago, and it's just... You know, I'm thinking of conversations I've had with Ron Coomer about his good friend when he was a Minnesota Twin, Kirby Puckett, of Chicago's South Side. And also I'm thinking about, you know, certain moments. I'm thinking about Pee Wee Reese going over and putting his arm around Jackie Robinson while the crowd goes crazy, heckling Jackie. And just how when somebody's your teammate and you end up meeting people and knowing people, just a great leveler. Baseball at its best. Can be that's for sure. So chip in to help those kids get to Kansas City. And the American Jazz Museum as a side? Oh, yeah, we'll also go to the American Jazz Museum. My God. I've got to go. I've never been to that jazz museum. Damn it. Road trip. It's Hit and Run on 670 The Score. We're taking you towards Cubs pregame at the bottom of the hour. One of the best free agent signings in the history of Chicago sports. No longer here. but he's back tomorrow. Let's talk about him when we come back on The Score.
Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9. Taking your calls on the way to work.
Collier, and he's in Dalton.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I love your show. Justin Fields will get his first chance when Dalton go down.
Let's get to Chris. He's in Cicero.
Have we ever seen a better sequence of news for the Bears? I mean, we got Aaron Rodgers going out of Green Bay, and now we got Justin Fields.
Kevin is in New Lenox.
I think they should start Fields sooner rather than later.
Mully and Haw, on your way to work, mornings 5 to 9, on Sports Radio 670 The Score. An Odyssey station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, John, at what point in the last, I don't know, you've been a national for a little bit now, so at what point did you kind of realize that you would be coming back to Chicago soon, and what does that mean to you to get the chance to go back?
I knew, you know, as soon as I signed and saw the schedule, you know, you pick out certain road trips that are always fun, and obviously that was one that stuck out for me for a lot of different reasons. So I look forward to it. Look forward to getting back there. You know, I'm glad that fans are in the stands, which is, you know, awesome just around baseball, around sports in general. So it'll be nice to get back and, you know, kind of nice to pitch Monday and kind of get it out of the way. And that way I can just enjoy being in Chicago again.
John Lester, the Nationals in town starting tomorrow, and he pitches right away. He didn't get a chance to have the classic goodbye from a Wrigley crowd, even though most folks knew that he was done last year. He had a September start where folks knew, but nobody was there. It's not quite going to be 60% capacity. It's too bad. I wish it timed out so we'd get to the expanded 60% Wrigley capacity for John Lester tomorrow night. But it still should be very emotional, and everyone that will be there will be passionate. And I mean, obviously, there is nothing but gratitude and appreciation towards John Lester from faithful Cub fans for everything he did. It is pretty rare in sports that a guy of that magnitude signs a free agent contract of that amount and lives up. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And in terms of the history of this town, you've got Marian Hossa as a free agent and what he did for the Blackhawks. And you've got John Lester and what he did for the Cubs. And I mean, I don't know who else is even on the list in terms of at the very top, because we are now predicating it based on championship, an important piece of a championship. And John Lester will be back tomorrow night, and he is a different kind of pitcher. You saw it happening as you watched him. I mean, Lord knows, we saw it over the course of the past couple of years. I'll never forget Theo Epstein saying, well, you know what? He's no longer a stuff guy. You know, he's no longer a stuff guy. Like, oh, yeah, I guess he isn't. He's a different kind of pitcher. And Lester was talking about what he has now, what kind of pitcher he has now. Says he's just kind of to scrape by and make it work from start to start. Said he might need to throw a knuckleball or two just to get through his starts. But, man, it should be a very, very cool moment. Cubs were playing against the Indians middle of September last season, and Lester knew it was probably his last start at Wrigley, but it didn't even really get discussed that much before the game. I remember after the game, and kind of as the game going on, everyone sort of realized what it was. And I think it's kind of a fascinating difference that we'll see tomorrow night. I mean, you got to get through today first, obviously. And it's Matthew Boyd against Kyle Hendricks. But tomorrow night, the past, John Lester against the future, Adbert Alzolay. And Adbert has legit swing and miss stuff, a rarity for this Cubs starting rotation, and a legit homegrown product with a chance to be a big-time part of things for the next 4 or 5 years for the Cubs. Going against John Lester, who represents the past and represents the true achievement of the World Series window in winning the whole damn thing. I'm sure Danny Parkins and I will get a chance to talk about it a bit tomorrow in the afternoon. But I will forever think, the image that I will forever have is of John Lester warming up in the bullpen, waiting to come into that Game 7, just because of where I was sitting, all the way down the right field line of the auxiliary press box there in Cleveland, looking at John Lester, and he was ready. He had been ready, and he was warming up with Ross, and then they came in together to that game, and Lester was wild at the start, threw that wild pitch that bounced off Ross's face and a couple of runs scored, but then never forget, he settled in and was terrific, because that's what he does. In terms of World Series ERA, there's nobody better than John Lester. And it doesn't look like the Nationals will be getting back there, but they're in an interesting spot and an interesting division, and I'm sure nothing but warm thoughts for John Lester will be coming tomorrow night. It's been a pleasure to do Hit and Run for you again this morning. I will certainly be back next week and looking forward to it. Chip in to help the Lost Boys get to Kansas City. I just did, and it feels good. Appreciate you texters getting back to me, saying how much you enjoyed that interview, and how you'll be trying to donate part of your paycheck and help those kids get there.
And Speaks, they're people of their word. 14.3K right now, and they were at 13.4 before Levante came on.
Outstanding. So we're doing our part. Keep it going and spread the word. And I will spread that word to some of the folks I know who might be so inclined to do the same. Thank you to our guest today, Levante Stewart from the Lost Boys. Thank you to Steve Stone. Thank you to Sean Anderson for a terrific job. Well done. Coming up next, it's Zach Zabeman with Cubs pregame right here on 670 The Score. And that'll be Pat and Ron with the call for the Cubs and the Tigers at 10 after the top of the hour. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I'm back with Parkins tomorrow and all afternoon on 670 The Score.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, LA. Hi, Mom.
This is for you.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.